Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, February 3rd, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And we'll welcome to our studio our good friend, Mary Schultz, Chair of Empty Bowls and Chair of Focus. Mary, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Appreciate the time. Thanks so much. And we're going to get into the details of the 11th Annual Southwood County Empty Bowls event. We'll talk a little bit of that. But before we do, if you don't mind, Mary, I'd like to get into the history of Empty Bowls and just let the audience know a little bit of where this all started.
Awesome. So this is actually the 34th year of Empty Bowls nationwide.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So it actually started in 1990 in the state of Michigan with an art teacher who wanted to have his kids give back to the local food pantry, and he wanted to try to find a way to do that. And so he had his kids make bowls. He was an art teacher, so the kids pottered bowls, and then they had an event to provide soup for people that would come to the event, and so it became the Empty Bowls. And from then on, it has grown to actually a global event. So it's everywhere. If you look up Empty Bowls, the logo, you will find it pretty much everywhere now. This is our 11th year in Wood County. Portage County actually beat us to the punch. They've had a number of years before us, but we've been lucky enough to have a group of people willing to keep going, keeping the event going for 11 years. And it's growing. We have, which I'll get into later, but we have more restaurants and more things. So it's pretty exciting.
I'm excited to dive right into that with you. I cannot wait. And we'll be certainly, again, getting into the details now. People can be a part of it and everything in a moment. But that it's a beautiful history. It's a really unique history. And like so many of my favorite things, and I think many of the audiences out there, it starts grassroots. It starts from just people, you know, having a thought, having an idea, and it blowing up. Yeah. I think that as a side note to the audience, I hope it is inspirational to people out there who have similar ideas or similar thoughts. And, you know, well, I don't know if anybody would get behind this. I don't know. I imagine it's Empty Bowls started that way. Well, who knows who's going to be enjoying this? Maybe just our local community will. And then look where it is now.
Yeah. It actually goes back to the idea of what one person can do.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and when you look at that, one person had an idea, and now it's a global event.
And the idea of community. Mm-hmm. The idea of looking out for each other.
Giving back. Mm-hmm.
Strangers helping strangers.
Yep.
You know,
yes.
One of the greatest things a human being can be a part of and do. Mm-hmm. And here we are in 2025 with an event like this happening. Mm-hmm. I hope that is as noteworthy to the audience because
exactly.
We need more of this stuff.
Exactly. Especially nowadays. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And Mary, I'm curious, now that we know a little bit more of the history of Empty Bowls, about your history. How did you get involved with this?
Well, I was an employee of the Wisconsin Rapids School District for 35 years as a counselor, and one of my assignments was I was also the homeless coordinator, and so I got hooked in with, at the time, was the Neighborhood Table, which is part of now Focus. And so being a part of the Neighborhood Table, I got involved in a lot of the other activities that were going on. And one of the activities that was going on in town here was the Empty Bowls event that was actually put on by some ladies at the church near where we were serving, actually right across the street from where we were serving our meals on Thursday night. And that group of ladies was looking for helpers, so we as a board decided we're going to help them out. And so I got involved pretty much from the start, working with that group of ladies and helping them. And I actually was just a server and helped out with serving rather than being on the board at the time and the committee to run it. And from there, then we had the ladies from that church decided that they really needed a break and they were getting older and just thought this is a lot for us to do and would somebody else take it over. And at the time, I was the president of Neighborhood Tables, and so we took it over. And since then, it has been a group of us from Focus who help with a lot with some of the other original people from the original committee who decided to still stay on, like Linda Olson and Don Mansell and Mary Jo Zeroth. Some of the people who were instrumental from the very beginning are still helping us out.
Greatly appreciate them, those individuals, mm-hmm. and so many others that helped this go and keep it going. And you mentioned Focus and so many of the people, whether it's the backpacks or Neighborhood Meat mm-hmm. Table or mm-hmm. so many other great events that we love and appreciate in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Another side note to this too, everybody, is the idea of being on a community board or, mm-hmm. you know, being a part of doing the type of work that Mary's doing and everything. We need more individuals to do these things and doing these jobs mm-hmm. and the great work that can be done for it. is noteworthy, and I think we've talked about a lot. I want to remind everybody, too, though, this is also recharging for the soul. Mary, mm-hmm. I can't imagine how good being a part of something like this must feel.
Oh, it's awesome, because when the day of the event, I mean, it's a lot of planning. We start planning in October for this event, so it's about a 4 or 5 month planning stages, but the day of the event is just so exciting. And, you know, when the people come through and they want to help out, and then when we're able to have the money to be able to give back to the various pantries and the backpack programs in our area, it just is so rewarding, and it just, you think, it was all worthwhile.
Very well said. Very well said. Let's go ahead and get into the event. Let's tell everybody, first up, what Empty Bowls is, and then what they can expect with this year's.
All right, so it started off, and so the theme of Empty Bowls is it's empty bowls because somebody's bowl is always empty. And so this is not necessarily a come and eat all you can eat kind of event. It is an event where we really focus on this might be what a person gets for the day. This might be their only meal. And so that's the theme of it. So we've really streamlined it because now this is our third year in this building, our new building.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we've been able to change up to make it run even more smoothly every year we've been in the building. And so it just, it's kind of down to clockwork now. We kind of know what to do and how
to do it and
just getting everything done. So the idea is you come and you pick out a bowl that one of our local potters has made. We have some professional potters like Jim Lorbeck and Kathy Vinay. And the Arts Council has made bowls this year, and so they've had potters come and make. But we also have children involved, so our schools are involved in making bowls. And so not only the high school, like Nakusa High School and Port Edwards High School and Lincoln High School and Assumption High School have made bowls, but we also have some of the younger kids making bowls, which is really fun because they might not have the expertise that our professionals do, but they're darn cute. And those bowls, they go just as well as the adult bowls. So you pick out a bowl and you don't get your soup in that bowl. That is a bowl you get to take home and use for treasures that you might have at home or put it in a spot to remind you, you know, that this might be what somebody eats for the day. And then you come through and you get your ticket and you can either eat in or you can take out if you'd like. We also have, as you pass by, you're going to pass by a room that has many, many raffle baskets. We had roughly 80 some last year that people can bid on and try to win a basket, and they are amazing baskets. A number of our places in town here have donated to that. We have gift certificates. We have items that we give away. So just some great, great prizes for people to try to win a basket. And then they come into the kitchen or into the dining area where they are able to select from one of 13 different soups. So we have some new restaurants.
13 different
13,
soups.
Yes. We have new restaurants this year, which we'll touch on when you get a chance. So then they tell the person at the table what soup they would like. They get their bowl of soup. They get a homemade roll that's made that morning. So it is still warm. Then they are escorted to the table, and they're treated like a guest. And so we have a server that will bring them their beverage of choice, and they get a homemade dessert for our wonderful baker, Dawn, who just makes amazing desserts. And so that is the meal. They get a bowl of soup. They get a roll, a homemade dessert, and a beverage for $10. That's the cost of the day, which you can't hardly go anywhere else for
$10. No, you can't.
Get a homemade bowl of soup and a homemade roll and a homemade cookie.
And not to mention all of that Mary just very well said. And of course, the bowl that you get to take home and everything, which is awesome. One of a kind thing.
Yes.
There's no other things like this, no matter who made the bowl. All of that being said, you'll feel good. Like I said, this will recharge your soul. You'll feel good knowing you put back in your community. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean just at the event or just an hour later. I mean years later, when you're looking at that bowl and you're reminded of where it came from and knowing that you did some good in your community, as well as hopefully being reminded of that there is somebody's bowl that is empty out there.
Yes.
It can do both. And this is one of the beautiful things about doing good in your community, that it can be fun, it could be adventurous, it could be a unique and cool opportunity and experience, while also doing some real good and doing some real foundational work in our community. This is a topic that is very passionate to me, and I've been very adamant about it on the airwaves as long as I've been in this area, for over 20 years, talking about homelessness, talking about hunger in our communities, and how important it is. It's one of my most passionate topics. All that being said, I don't think in my lifetime I could come up with half the things this event does. It's incredible what this work, what this is, because there's another part of this too, Mary, that I don't know we get to touch on very often, and we'll get into the businesses with the soups in a second. But to the kids making these pottery and stuff. I was a little kid when on Thanksgiving, my mom took my sister and I to go to a soup kitchen. And hand out soup and everything. And I remember thinking as a kid, well, shouldn't we be in line? We're poor. Like, we should probably be in. But it was just as important to her that we were doing this. And we're, well, my sister, my brother, we've spent the rest of our lives looking at ways to get back to our communities, looking at ways to impact our communities. Those kids making those bowls are having a taste of that right now. No pun intended. They're getting an idea that maybe that starts a spark, or at the very, you know, it reminds them when they're adults. Hey, I remember that empty bowls event I was a part of. That felt good. I want to put good into my community. Just more and more opportunities of showing kids empathy, showing kids of working together, of strangers helping strangers. There's so many layers to this event that I don't even think we can necessarily see from their, we can't see it from their eyes.
Oh, exactly. And not only the making of the bowls, but we have even kids that help on the day of the event, you know, that will be servers or that will clean off tables or do things. And it's really a good thing for them to see as well. Just like when we have people come and serve on Thursday nights for the neighborhood meals, or when people are helping out at the pantry, it really is an eye-opener to see, you know, there really are people that need me, you know, and there may be a time when I may need something, but right now I can do something to help someone else out. And that is such an important topic to teach kids today, whether it's making a bowl or coming and cleaning off a table or handing somebody a cookie, whatever it might be, they need to see that there are people that maybe need more even than you might, even though, like you said, you report one time, I remember receiving a holiday basket after my second child was born because we were out of work. And, you know, you felt guilty at that point that I needed something, but now I find ways that I can give back. So it comes around, you know. It's always the pass it forward kind of an idea.
We have such a community that is so responsive to these things, just goes above and beyond when it comes to that. And we see it all the time, especially when we have so many businesses being a part of this. We talk every year about empty bowls. I don't know if I've seen this many restaurants involved before, Mary. That's pretty cool. Can we go through some of the people joining us for this?
Yeah. So our newest ones are the Purple Basil, which we're excited to have, and Woozles, or Hoozles, however, on the lake. So those are two of our new ones, but we still have our true, tried and true Aaron's Weinenstein, our Anchor Bay, the Chatterbox. Do you want me to list all of them?
But please do.
Okay.
Yes.
Danny Kay's, Grace's Family Restaurant, Great Expectations, Jennings, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, Misty's, that has a new name. It's Burgers and, oh goodness, I might forget.
Pancakes and Burgers.
That's it. Pancakes and Burgers. Thank you so much for helping me out there. And Olympic 2 Restaurant, the Sportsman's Bar and Grill. So, I mean, we have, yet we just really, really appreciate all of them. We're still working on one more to try to get before next week. Panera Bread has been great for us. Even though they're in Plover, they provide us with bakery every week that we are able to give out at the pantry. And so we're really trying hard to also get one of their soups. But they're more of a commercial base. They have a business, a big business. So they're a little harder to get through than some of the local ones.
They have to go through a lot more corporate to be able to get the okay and stuff. But that's that is a great point to bring up. I appreciate you letting us know some of that, because when it comes to these great establishments that have been in their area forever, and we've gone there many, many times, we appreciate. There is always, this is a note to businesses out there, restaurants out there, whether it's this year or next year going forward here and everything. What an amazing opportunity to get your business seen that may have not been seen otherwise. Say you've never been to, this is hard to imagine, but Danny Kay's has been there forever. But say you've never been to Danny Kay's. Well, you come to Empty Bowls and you taste some of their stuff and you're like, oh, I got to go check that out. That sounds really good. This is marketing 101. This is advertising 101. What an amazing, you can't put a price on that kind of marketing. You are attaching yourself to a nonprofit event that is so popular and well-received, and you and your business are going to be seen with that.
And what's neat too, what's neat too is we're highlighting each restaurant for a day on Facebook, so they get their own spotlight on Facebook that has their restaurant name and that they're part of the Empty Bowl. So we've already done a couple, so you can go back to our Focus website and see some of the soups we've already highlighted. But yeah, so we're trying to get their name out as well, mm-hmm. so that we help them out because they are helping us out. We couldn't do it without them, obviously.
And that's such a great point and a great thing to a message to remind the audience of. We want you to be a part of these events going forward and everything. So if you're not able to this year, there's always next year and everything. And you're going to want to be a part of this. You really are. And it's only growing. So you get in there while you can. And when it comes to the details of the event itself, is this something that we need to RSVP for or anything, Mary? Or?
No, not at all. It's just come in and we've kind of come up with a really good way so that although the weather looks great for that Saturday, I've already been checking. And as long as the weather doesn't change too drastically, it looks like a pretty decent day, like around 30 degrees, and the sun is going to be out. So that's ideal for us. But we do have an area for you to wait inside if it is chilly. You just come and get a ticket, and then you wait in line or go look at baskets until your number is called, and then you come and eat. We serve roughly, in the last couple of years, we've been pretty on top of this number, 350 people in less than 3 hours. It's pretty exciting. We keep people moving pretty quickly, and we can serve about 140 at a time. So people aren't rushed, but there's usually not a long wait to wait if you want to get a bowl of soup.
And with a $10 donation to participate, as Mary said earlier, that you are not going to find many things for $10, let alone all of this for that.
And come home with a bowl.
and a memento from this. That's pretty darn cool. And this is all coming up Saturday, February 15th at the new Focus location. And that, again, for those that don't know, 2321 West Grand Avenue. Be sure to keep that in mind, not just with this event, but with other events with Focus.
Right. And we serve from 11 until 2. So anytime in there, we have never really run out of soup, although we have run out of some of the soups. So, you know, some of the ones that are maybe more popular flavors that some people want, but we really do have quite a variety. We have everything from clam chowder to a creamy chicken dumpling. We have tomato basils. We've got chili. I mean, I don't think you'll find a soup that you don't like. So there will be soup available. We also do at the end, if we have soups left, we will sell by the quart. So if we have soups toward the end, you're also willing to take a quart of soup home if you'd like. So
it's pretty cool. And we want to remind everybody you can find out more by going to their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date on things. We'll give you more information before we wrap up. As great as this event is, Mary, I did want to take a moment just for a chance because we don't get to talk to Focus very often. How are things going with the Focus organization? Is there anything we can bring attention to with that?
Well, I'm glad you asked because I also am involved with two of the food pantries in Portage County, and we are all experiencing the same difficulties right now. Not only are donations down, understandably, but also things from Feeding America, the food that we typically would get from Feeding America, are down as well. So our expenses are up. We used to be able to buy a can of tuna from Feeding America for 19 cents. We can't do that anymore. So even something as simple as our backpack program, which when we took the backpack program over from the school system, as far as putting the backpacks together and ordering around the food, they used to do that. We now have taken that over. We organize them at Focus. We order all the food from Focus. When we started, we had about 53 backpacks. We are now providing 192 backpacks per week. And so the cost of those backpacks has also gone tremendously up. We used to be able to provide food for a weekend for roughly $5 or $6. The cost that we're seeing right now is closer to $18. And so the cost just of the backpack program alone has skyrocketed. If you look at the price of eggs and milk, which we try to give each family, that alone has really escalated our prices for those meals. So we try to continue to look at new recipes that might be a little bit more economical, but we do want to provide something that's hearty and nutritious. So it's not like we're just going to give you mac and cheese and that's it. You know, we want to give you something that's good for the kids that will, you know, get you through a weekend. So the cost of the backpack program alone has gone up. The food prices have gone up. So, you know, we looked at last year's budget and realized, we were in the red last year because of the cost of food and the lower donations that have come in from some pretty big donors in the past, so that happens. You lose people, or 1 year you might get a good estate, say, you know, donation. So we are always in need of additional monetary help and food help. I mean, even the businesses that donate to us, theirs have gone down just because they don't have as much to give out either. So it is definitely helpful. I mean, this event raises about $6,500, and we split that between the food pantry and the backpack program for both here and Nakusa schools. Port Edwards is actually part of ours, so we already take care of Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. So all of the backpack programs in Southwood County are helped with this program. But again, $6,500 isn't going to make the whole difference. Yeah. So that's kind of where we're at. I mean, as far as volunteers and that kind of thing, we're great. Good. We've got great volunteers in this community who come forward all the time. But yeah, donations are down and food prices are up.
And keep in mind, everybody, that when it comes to donations, they are an investment. They are an investment in the greatest thing we can invest in, our kids, our future. You are helping the economy with this. You are helping almost every facet of life. You don't think of it maybe that way. But if a person has a healthy meal, they're that much. They're able to work more. Mm-hmm. They're able to do more, which helps with lowering taxes, which helps with our economy. I would like to think I could just reach your soul, reach your heart with this story. But if I can't reach you there, I bet I can reach you on your taxes and your economy and some of those things. We have less people needing these services and everything than we have more and more people working in the workforce and et cetera, et cetera, and working better in the workforce. Mm-hmm. Your donations is an investment and one of the greatest things we can invest in. We need more and more people, more hands on deck with these events and with focus going forward. And Mary, if people do want to be a part of events or help out or donate, how can they find out more about Focus or Empty Bowls or all the above?
Well, our Facebook page is a great place to look at, which is the Focus of Southwood County. That's a great place to get some help. Also, calling our office right on West Grand Avenue is another place to call. I'll stop in. I mean, we love it when people stop in and say, hey, I would love to help out. And whether that's coming in just to the pantry sometime during the week or coming on a Thursday night when we have our meal program from 4:45 till 6, people stop in and they're amazed. And my daughter was able to be here over Christmas, and so she came with me for our anniversary meal, and it was awesome because she's like, wow, Mom, I didn't realize. So,
that's cool.
You know, people really do get their eyes open, and it that good heart feeling when you're done.
The 11th Annual Southwood County Empty Bowls event will be held Saturday, February 15th at the new Focus location at 2321 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out more by going to their Facebook page and be listening to this station, because we'll be talking about this event and make sure you guys get a good crowd, Mary.
Thanks, you very much.
Thank you for the time. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up at WFHR.